We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Veg Embracing viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Ukwasi News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and on Variance on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service, MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on SiatKumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Longya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchong Cable TV. And in Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tong Tai Cable TV. In Xiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douyao Township on Jialan Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yongchang Township on Peikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Ho Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Eldonet City, Channel 26 on Chatangal Cable TV and Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Sukhbator, Selin Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahon, Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision Channel 47, Orange Cable Company Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzul and Khanhul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Ututh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gumnarin. In Omdurman City in Inti Province, Channel 23 on Sonbo Company. In Sunshine City, in Dongor Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Wiedertel, using Channel Search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Wecam Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villavision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. in Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Liquia, San Joaquín, en Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, en Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89 Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Angativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos and Channel 55 on Itemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33 Urbanización, 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10 and Gatiba, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SEA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In El Nandaria, Channel 41 on TV Cable El Nandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia donates approximately $13.9 million to provide funding for projects in the Asia-Pacific region. In humanitarian news, American service people provide school supplies for Iraqi children. In health news, United Kingdom researchers find that time spent in green spaces improves mental well-being. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 4th, is the birthday of animal advocate and popular American actor, Mr. Noah Wyle. Born in Hollywood, California in 1971, Mr. Wyle is well known for his leading role in the acclaimed American television series ER. He continues to act in films and television movies and also dedicates his time to animal welfare concerns. Mr. Wyle has done public service announcements for World Wildlife Fund's Wildlife Rescue Team and for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine's Humane Charity Seal of Approval Program, which recognizes aid organizations that avoid animal experiments. Mr. Wyle, a vegetarian, shares his life with numerous animal friends, including several rescued dog companions. God bless you, Noah, for your fine acting performances and caring devotion to all fellow beings. We wish you a very happy birthday with loved ones.
Flying news. More perish in second wave of Central European floods. Following fatal floods that struck several countries in the region just weeks earlier, Central Europe was again deluged on Wednesday, June 2nd, with the countries of Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, Serbia, Croatia, and Bosnia and Herzegovina primarily affected. Two lives were lost in the Czech Republic, while neighboring Slovakia reported one fatality and missing person, as officials warned of potential landslides and overflowing reservoirs and streams. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico canceled a government meeting to visit regions in the worst-hit east where hundreds were evacuated, including some 650 people from Roma settlements.
In neighboring Hungary, a level 3 alert was declared as the northern Sátoraljaújhely border crossing was closed amidst flash floods that shut down 60 other roads in the nation. In the Hungarian towns of Pasto and Hosnos, 2,000 people were evacuated as levees threatened to burst and another 18 towns were temporarily isolated, while further south, floods uprooted nearly all 20 hectares of a forest. Emergency services, including 700 soldiers, were sent to shore up embankments in affected regions and help residents pump water from their homes. Meanwhile, neighboring Croatia declared a state of emergency in her fertile eastern regions, with hundreds of firemen and military personnel who were sent to help locals alleviate floods that prompted the evacuation of villages and closed roads. Officials in southern neighbor Serbia described their situation as critical, while Bosnian residents received assistance from rescuers in boats.
Central European officials, soldiers, and all other rescue personnel, we are deeply grateful for your quick response to ease the predicament of the flood-affected people. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the residents' resiliency in resuming productive everyday lives as such extreme conditions are eased by our hastening toward more elevating eco-stabilizing ways.
Thousands affected by rains in southern China. Torrential precipitation since Monday, May 31st, has flooded 27 counties in Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region, causing landslides that have left at least 38 people feared perished and more than 80,000 evacuated, as thousands of homes and nearly 78,000 hectares of crops were damaged. In one of the worst affected areas of Labin City, 65 schools were flooded, leaving 1,050 students stranded, with firefighting personnel arriving in lifeboats to provide them with food and water, while ensuring their safe rescue some hours later. Meanwhile, a landslide occurred in Fangchenggang City on Tuesday, injuring two, while rescuers continued to search for a missing person. Our appreciation, Chinese officials and personnel, for your swift efforts to ensure the safety of the rain-swept people, with our sincere sympathies for the lives lost. We wish the residents a soon return to the regularity of daily lives, as we pray that such calamities are alleviated through humanity's kinder stewardship of our earth.
Aulac, or Vietnam, hit by whirlwind. Monday afternoon, May 31st, brought a whirlwind and torrential rain to Tham Nhuc District in the Đồng Nai Province. Some 16 homes were destroyed by the strong winds, which also damaged tens of primarily rambutan and durian fruit trees. The following day, deluging rains and high winds swept through nearby Cam May District, destroying more than 300 rubber trees and causing other damage.
Local officials have assured aid to affected families. Our appreciation, officials, for your work to help stabilize the lives of the storm hit. We pray for the calming of disturbances such as these as we strive to restore our planetary balance.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Union supports Jordan in economic reforms. A total donation of 223 million euros will assist Jordan over the next 2 years in supporting programs focusing on Jordan's development in the areas of democracy, human rights, media, and public finance. The European Union Commission in Amman said in a statement, "Through this assistance, the European Union seeks to support those projects that are most pressing and that have the maximum positive impact on the lives of average Jordanian citizens." Many thanks and Providence bless European Union for your generous support of the Jordanian people. May growth, prosperity and peace continue to blossom between the Kingdom of Jordan and all European Union member states.
Canada forgives Republic of Congo's debt. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty has announced that a waiving of nearly $23 million U.S. dollars through the Canadian Debt Initiative, or CDI, a program that has now forgiven almost $950 million U.S. dollars in loans made to developing nations. Minister Flaherty said, "Canada's debt relief program continues to support nations that have demonstrated a commitment to invest in the current needs of their citizens, even as they struggle with the debt burdens of their past."
Today's debt relief announcement will free up more resources that can be better invested in the health and education of the Republic of Congo's citizens. The finance minister went on to say that Côte d'Ivoire has also been released from her obligation to make regular debt repayments as the first step of a process to waive the entire amount. Your Excellency in Canada, heaven's blessings for your giving spirit toward brethren in developing nations. Surely such support speeds the process for the warm-hearted people of the Republic of Congo and Côte d'Ivoire to prosper in stability and peace.
Bangladesh expands free education. On Monday, May 31st, the Bangladeshi government approved National Education Policy 2010, a new mandate to provide 8 years of free primary school education for all students. This replaces the former policy of 5 years support. Bangladesh has established a goal of full literacy for her citizens by 2014, a year ahead of the Millennium Development Goal set by the United Nations. A big bravo, Bangladesh, for your forward-thinking initiative. Wishing all young Bangladeshi students many days of joyful education for a society that flourishes in harmony and happiness.
Nicotine in tobacco linked to depression. A New Zealand study indicates the cause and effect link between nicotine addiction and the mental affliction known as depression. The study, which evaluated 1,200 people born in 1977 for nearly a quarter of a century, found that those individuals who reported at least 5 symptoms of nicotine dependence demonstrated depressive symptoms that were more than twice as high as those of individuals who were free of the addiction. Professor David Ferguson of Otago University at Christchurch, who led the study, said that the presence of nicotine may cause neurotransmitter activity to change in the brain, leading to an increased risk of the mental affliction. Our heartfelt thanks, Professor Ferguson and associates, for your detailed work in revealing this valued information. May the knowledge of nicotine's damaging mental as well as physical effects inspire more and more people toward the vitality of a tobacco-free life.
Smoking ban reduces hospital admissions. In a study published in the peer-reviewed American Journal of Public Health, Drs. Patricia M. Herman and Michelle E. Walsh of the University of Arizona, USA, found that hospital admissions related to secondhand smoke exposure decreased significantly since the implementation of the U.S. state's 2007 ban on smoking in public places.
Admission data from 87 hospitals across the state revealed that in just a little over a year since the ban was implemented, hospital charges saw a reduction of more than $16 million. During the same time period, after the new law took effect, admissions for asthma dropped by 22%, heart attack admissions were down 13%, there were 14% fewer acute stroke patients admitted, and admissions for other heart conditions were reduced by 33%.
Many thanks, Drs. Herman, Walsh, and colleagues from the University of Arizona for these findings that clearly document the benefits of smoke-free environments in safeguarding public health. Blessed be all states and countries to implement similar measures for the betterment of all lives.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone.
Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companion. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke.
Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer.
Mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer.
Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking. Childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. Sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit SupremeMasterTV.com/killers.
Peace activist awarded Sweden's Anna Lindh Prize. 70-year young Palestinian Ms. Jean Zahru has been bestowed with this year's Peace Prize awarded by the Anna Lindh Memorial Fund. The prize goes primarily to women and young people and, in the case of Ms. Zahru, commended what it called her tireless work to build up a true peace culture and bring attention to all people's right to honorable and fair lives. Ms. Zahru is a Christian Palestinian and a Quaker who teaches religion and ethics at a school in Ramallah. She is also the author of several books that articulate her religious motivation on the path towards peace and justice. Our heartfelt congratulations, Ms. Jean Zahru, for this well-deserved recognition. May your work be graced in bringing harmony amongst all fellow Palestinians and beyond.
Dog helps recover family valuables. A few hours after finding items missing after thieves entered their home in Georgia, USA, Mr. Robert Justice and canine companion Rudy went out for a walk. Rudy, who had been leashed at home at the time the burglars entered, suddenly began sniffing the ground and quickly led Mr. Justice to the stolen items that had been hidden in the woods behind his home. The police were then successful in locating the burglars as well. A big thumbs up, Rudy, for your keen sense and intelligent help in returning meaningful valuables to your beloved family. May you and your human companions find joy and comfort together, now and always. For his gifted and pure-hearted assistance, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Rudy with the Good Boy Award and $200 for vegan toys and treats.
Save our planet. India's villages face water scarcity. Residents of Chandalao's village in Rajasthan's Jodhpur district have to queue up for up to 5 hours at a time to fill water from wells due to drought. Other sources of water in the region, which are rain-dependent, have dried up. One local villager said that there are only 10 to 15 litres of water available each day for the entire village.
Fortunately for Jodhpur and a dozen other regional villages, drought relief aid is scheduled to arrive soon from the Spain India Council Foundation, or SICF, who plans to install reverse osmosis plants that purify normally undrinkable water. However, according to the World Bank, India's fresh water supplies could be depleted by 2050, affecting the population of 1.2 billion people.
We are thankful for the relief work of such organizations as the Spain India Council Foundation, as we pray that the villages in Jodhpur and other struggling areas soon receive the blessing of gentle rain. May we all step up to preserve this most vital resource as part of our efforts to sustain a livable earth.
During an interview published in the December 16, 2009 edition of the Irish Dog Journal, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed concern regarding the spreading drought crisis worldwide, emphasizing the most effective way of ensuring adequate water supplies.
All devastating effects of climate change have already been occurring, and as a consequence of these environmental impacts, 2 billion people are facing water shortage, and 20 million people are in desperate state like refugees, except with no official protection. The connection between livestock industry and global warming has been clearly established. Factory farming takes an extreme toll on our vital resources. As drought and water crises are spreading silently across the globe, affecting 44% of the world's population, even triggering conflicts in some areas. The livestock industry is guzzling much of our precious fresh water. If we really want to conserve our clean, safe water for ourselves and our children, we must stop livestock production and adopt a plant-based diet.
Save our planet. Hunting and fishing banned to save wildlife in China. In the far northeast corner of the nation, Yichun City of Heilongjiang Province is banning all hunting and fishing for the next decade throughout a 4 million hectare forest in the Lesser Hingyan Mountains. The measure is intended to protect the region's wildlife and fish, which includes some highly endangered species such as the sable, the goosander, and the golden eagle. Our appreciation, Yichun City Government, for your caring initiative to protect cherished animals' lives. Through such efforts as yours, may natural balance and diverse beauty prevail in China and all parts of the world.
Save Our Planet, water rights advocate organization, Federation of Drinking Water and Sanitation Users Nepal, reports that the national water crisis is growing, with half of the country facing shortages and government statistics saying that 4.4 million do not have regular access to safe drinking water.
Save Our Planet. Swedish researchers at the University of Gothenburg, analyzing atmospheric observations from the past 500 years, state that global warming is most likely raising the salinity of the Baltic Sea, disturbing its delicate ecosystems and biodiversity.
Save Our Planet. A heat wave continues in Pakistan with 4 fatalities that are linked thus far to record high temperatures of 53 degrees Celsius in Larkana and 53.7 degrees in the nearby ancient city of Mohenjo-Daro.
Save Our Planet. The New York City Panel on Climate Change in the USA announces plans for proactive measures to mitigate climate change, citing economic as well as long-term environmental benefits.
Hello, it's me, Sombo, here with my good brother Samba, and we are Vegan Slots.
Hello everybody, we would like to share a tip on looking for definitions on the internet.
Google, a popular search engine, has a method that quickly finds a word description.
For example, let's say you want to know the meaning of the word vegan. In the search bar, type define, add a colon, enter a space, then key in the word vegan. Now click on the search button.
Several possible answers will properly be displayed.
Many thanks for being veg, going green and saving the planet.
Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
In good governance news, Australia signs an accord with a United Nations agency to assist in the Asia-Pacific area. In an agreement with the International Labour Organization, ILO, of the UN, Australia has agreed to donate approximately $13.9 million to fund projects in six areas. These include the ILO's Better Work Programme Youth Employment in Timor-Leste and Eco-Friendly Jobs. Senator, the Honourable Mark Abib of Australia, said, "The Australian government welcomes this new way to partner with the ILO to improve the lives of working people in our region. Our sincere gratitude, Australia, for your generosity. Heaven bless your laudable partnership with the International Labour Organization. May the lives of many wonderful individuals be enhanced by your kind efforts."
In humanitarian news, American members of the service provide school supplies and sports balls for Iraqi children. Service members from the Kirkuk Regional Air Base are distributing paper, pencils and other such items in a number of provinces throughout the area. Called Operation School Supplies, the initiative is made possible by donations from sponsors in the United States who send contributions to the base. In addition, through a linked operation, children are also delighted to receive soccer balls. Our earnest appreciation, Operation School Supplies, Operation Soccer Ball and all Kirkuk Regional Air Base personnel involved, for your dedicated efforts. May the vibrant youngsters of Iraq flourish under Allah's beneficent protection. Up next on Noteworthy News, a United Kingdom study demonstrates that exercising in nature contributes to our well-being. There is a dog at the door. We'll be back. Stay tuned for more promising news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, bountiful news for an abundant world. In health news, United Kingdom researchers find that time spent in green spaces improves mental well-being. Professor Jules Priddy and Dr. Joe Barton of the Department of Biological Sciences of the University of Essex examined 10 previous studies involving 1,250 people. The scientists discovered that activities such as walking or cycling in nature led to an almost immediate improvement in mood and self-esteem. Published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology, the study noted that exercising in areas containing water such as a river or lake also produced strong positive results. Our thankfulness, Professor Jules Priddy and Dr. Joe Barton, for highlighting the preciousness of our natural world. May we do everything possible to safeguard our immensely nourishing and verdant ecosphere, starting with the planet-protecting vegan diet.
Please join us for some humour with a joke told in Urdu, a language spoken in Pakistan and parts of India, entitled Wrong Turn.
In एक आदमी जल्दी में अपने 8 साल बच्चे को स्कूल ले जाते हुए तेजी से सुर्ख बत्ती पर मुड़ गया जहां ये ममनू था। ओह, मेरा ख्याल है मैं गलत मोड़ मुड़ गया हूं, आदमी ने कहा। बच्चे ने जवाब दिया, कोई बात नहीं अब्बा जान, हमारे पीछे आने वाली पुलिस की गाड़ी ने भी कुछ ऐसा ही काम किया है।
And now for our viewers' hotlines on World Vegetarian Day, why going veg is good for you on healthy living.
Very nice. Imoda from USA.
Wonderful and helpful to save the world. Please pass on this show to others. Beer from India.
Planet-loving viewers, it is great to hear from you. There are so many fantastic reasons to adopt the earth-saving plant-based diet. We pray humanity makes the easy transition today. May all beings be blessed by God's infinite light of compassion.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Root Wars in Us.
May you be graced with divine love and wisdom. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Holiness Patriarch Irinay of the Serbian Orthodox Church invites His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI for a first ever visit to commemorate the 1700th anniversary of the Edict of Milan, a 4th century proclamation of religious tolerance.
In celebration of their country's cordial relations and to promote further appreciation and understanding, Kazakhstan launches Days of Culture of Saudi Arabia with festivities attended by Saudi dignitaries and many other visitors.
Funded by a previous donation, the Japan International Cooperation Agency, or JICA, implements a pioneering program that invites collaboration among Palestinians, Israelis, and Jordanians in improving Palestine's roads, hospitals, and schools.
A poll conducted on behalf of Belgium's Foundation Against Cancer finds that 65% of Belgians now support smoking bans in cafes and restaurants, up from 49% in 2004.
African Cinema Week opens in Rabat, Morocco, featuring both domestic and international cinematic contributions from countries such as Mali, Senegal, Chad, Tunisia, Palestine, and others.
Former U.S. President Bill Clinton visits Haiti in his role as co-chair of the Interim Haiti Reconstruction Committee, for which he is overseeing billions in aid to help speed the country's recovery from January's devastating quake.
Following mediation with Roman Catholic Church officials, the Cuban government agrees to relocate political prisoners in facilities closer to their families.
Malaysia's health ministry announces a smoking ban in all workplaces containing centralized air conditioning systems, as well as government offices, universities, and colleges, to protect others from the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Saudi ambassador to Cameroon, Mohammed bin Hussein Khatan, donates 90 tons of dates to the United Nations World Food Program for distribution in Cameroon to those in need.
Online Australian publication Adelaide Now reports that employers are becoming increasingly understanding of staff who request time off for the health needs of animal companions.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/MWN.